It's 9:05 at Q92 Radio.
It's time for the Saturday Morning Baseball Coaches Show. I'm Paul Ramo for Q92 Sports. This morning we will visit with area baseball coaches to see how their teams did this past week and what's on the schedule for this week. Now, the Saturday Morning Baseball Coaches Show right here on Q92. Welcome to the Baseball Coaches Show on a beautiful, warm Saturday morning. Paul Ramo here in the studio. For the next hour, we'll be talking with area baseball coaches and catch up how their teams did this past week. And we're in playoff mode already for some teams. And we'll be talking with Jared Royland of the Madison Junior Legion team about that here. After we talk to Matt Munson, Matt's in the studio. Got up bright and early after a late night last night, Matt, huh?
Yeah, it was a little late night. Yeah, you got to celebrate the success of the season. So, but I made it here on time.
Right. You did. You're on time. I appreciate you coming in. I came from Bird Island last night, drove by about a little after 11 o'clock, and the lights were still on.
Yeah, I think we were still there socializing and all that stuff, trying to clean out the rest of the concession stand. And,
okay.
But no, it was a good season. Guys had a lot of fun last night, and then now we look forward to playoffs starting next week.
All right. How many games are we going to talk about for the Mallards this past week?
Yep, so we got three games that we can talk about. The first one was hosting Dumont in Madison last Saturday. You know, Dumont's been consistently one of the top four teams in the Land of Ducks. And, we knew that we would have a tough game against them with one of their better pitchers we've had, good pitcher.
How old is he? Is he up there?
I'm not sure how old he is. No, he's been around for a while now, but I would guess he's in his lower 30s.
Okay.
I'm not sure exactly on that.
He's been around a while.
He's been around for a while. Yep. Yeah, and he's carried him state a few times. And yeah, just one of the better pitchers in the league. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, going into that game, I think we were sitting at 8-1 record in the Land of Ducks at that time. And in the two seed, and we just wanted to kind of keep things rolling along and, you know, keep winning ball games, keep playing good baseball. And we knew this one, it would be a tight one, which was the final score indicated. We ended up losing that one 2-1. But, you know, how Dumont got their two runs, they had in the third inning, they had an infield hit to the third baseman, and then they had a runner reach on a fielder's choice on a misplay bunt, and then we misplayed another bunt, and, you know, that led to their two runs. But, you know, other than that, you know, with Wyatt Halverson on the mound, our pitching staff has been pretty great, you know, all year long, especially for the month of July. But, you know, Wyatt settled in. I think he at one point sat down 12 Dumont runners in a row. So he kept us in the ball game, kept that score at 2-0. You know, throughout the game, we were just scattering a hit or two. We didn't really have a lot of threats. I think we got runners to second base maybe two or three times during the game. But, you know, the real threat occurred in the ninth inning when, you know, we had Gannon Ridinger reached on a base hit, and then Caden Fernals followed that with a base hit, and then Brendan Kuzman had a sack bunt. So we did have runners at second and third with one out, you know, hoping a hit would, you know, get the game tied up and go from there. And, you know, Nolan Smith, he hit a ball to left field. Got to the left fielder a little too quick, but we were able to score one run, hold the runner at third, and, you know, then we were trying a safety squeeze at the end there and ended up popping into a double play to end it. But, still a really good game, really quick game. Ended up losing that one 2-1, but, you know, Wyatt went all nine innings, had 8 Ks, only gave up 4 hits. So, you know, we were able to out-hit Dumont. I think we had 8 hits on the day. led by Gannon Reidinger with two hits, and Nolan Smith had our lone RBI on the day. So overall, got that loss, I guess, but no, it was a good game. You know, that put us at 8-2 in the land of Ducks, but, you know, still sitting in that two spot for seeding purposes. And, you know, but we knew, you know, we had to follow that up with going to Minneota, playing there, and we knew if we, you know, played well and then played well this next week in Hancock, you know, that we kind of controlled our own destiny, I guess, getting that two seed and a first round bye in the region tournament. But yeah, when we followed up Saturday's loss and headed to Minneota, you know, that game, you know, kind of got out of hand, you know, early in the game, and then, you know, late, I think we ended up going 8 innings in that one. And winning 13-0. Guys were hitting the ball. We were walking and hit by pitch. I think we had 8 or 9 runners get walked and or get hit by pitch. And, you know, most of those guys come around to score. And then we had Brandon Bornhorst on the mound, and he picked up the win going 8 innings. 9 Ks did scatter, 8 hits, but gave up 0 runs. But, yeah, so our, I guess, main stats on the day with the 13 runs scored. You got Brandon Hill and Matt Inger and Caden Fernals and Nolan Smith each scored 2 runs. The multi-hit guys were Nolan Smith and Evan Kells, and Nolan Smith had the big 4 RBIs. Nice to see guys hit the ball hard. You know, Evan Kells roped a double. Caden Fernals, I think, hit our first triple of the season, so it's nice to see the bats going. Nice to see some extra base hits start falling. But, yeah, so last Sunday ended up, I guess, winning that game 13-0 over Minneota.
Okay.
So.
And then last night.
And then last night, yeah, so kind of our fan appreciation tonight, last game of the season at Madison Memorial Field since none of the local ball clubs are hosting playoffs this year. So it's kind of our fan appreciation slash concession stand clean out night. So we tried to have.
That's why you were there, Dylan.
Yeah, we tried to have some fun with it. You know, we did $5 fall balls. We threw the ball into the stands a few times after the inning, but, you know, the $5 fall balls, that was sponsored by Fernals Crop Insurance, Client Insurance, Odin and Zimmelman TV and Appliance and Sleep Center, Inger Farms, and Old National Bank. So I thank those individuals and, I guess, in the participating businesses for doing that for us. You know, it was a lot of fun, but yeah, it was just a fun evening overall, and we were able to get it started right away. Wyatt Halverson on the mound again.
Who'd you play?
Hancock Orphans. Yep. Okay. So, but you know, with Wyatt on the mound, you know, we were kind of intentional with what we were planning on doing. It's, you know, our starters tend to go late into games a lot, but, you know, we're planning on only throwing Wyatt 5 innings, getting some other guys in the game, and, you know, everything worked out well for us. But, you know, we were able to start the game scoring 4 runs in the bottom of the first inning. Had a couple walks. Hancock had a couple errors, and then, you know, a couple hits and a sack fly later, and it's 4-0. And, you know, Wyatt was settling in there, working through really fast. I think, you know, the Dumont game, he sat down, I think, 12 in a row at one point, and just looking at the box score now, 12, he sat down 14 in a row in the Hancock game. So he cruised through his 5 innings, you know, really quick. I think he only gave up 1 hit, and, you know, then we fast forward to the 5th inning for when we were batting, and, you know, things got carried away again with a lot of walks and hits, and I think we scored 11 runs in the 5th inning. So.
Looks like looking at your scoreboard, everybody came around to score there.
Yeah, everybody had the 9 straight guys scored. You know, that probably doesn't happen too often there. I think actually 10 straight guys scored before there were a couple outs. So, yeah, that doesn't happen often. But, you know, I guess it allowed us to kind of breathe easy, make sure we were getting everyone in the game. And, you know, Blake Wolschlager, we were hoping to get him a couple innings. But with it being a shorter game, you know, we're only able to get them to work 1 inning. And same with Matt Arndt. We're hoping to get him a couple innings on the mound, and he only got 1, too. But, you know, both those pitchers, you know, didn't give up a hit. I think Matt Arndt had 2 strikeouts and a walk. But, yeah, when looking back at the box score, I think the pitching staff only gave up 1 hit. And I think that was in the first inning. So, no, hats off to them, and I guess they've had a great season, too. And, yeah, I guess one thing to point out, you know, I think the team, I think 5 games in July, I think we gave up 3 runs total, 0 earned runs in the month of July. So,
wow.
Yeah, the pitching staff, you know, very, very solid. You know, I guess I can say that because I don't think in playoffs we play till August. So our month of July is done. So
that was an awesome month of July.
Yeah, very successful season for them. And, you know, leading the way offensively for us, you know, Nolan Smith had a couple hits again. You know, we were able to get some extra base hits with Brandon Hill, Blake Olschlager, Brandon Kuzman getting doubles. Wyatt Halverson hit a home run. And then just a lot of RBIs, you know, Brandon Hill, Nolan Smith, Wyatt, Brandon Kuzman all had multiple RBIs on the day. So pretty good day offensively. Again, another game where we took a lot of walks and hit by pitch, which led to a lot of runs. But, no, it was a lot of fun. Nice conclusion to the season to win that one 15-0. And, yeah, that put us at 10-2 in the Land of Ducks. And, you know, we know that we're the 2 seed in the region, and we'll just – have to wait and see who we play, and we'll find out what time we play Sunday night.
Okay, how do the playoffs work in the Land of Ducks?
Yep. So, our region, I think we're Region 3C now, technically, and, you know, we have 13 teams in the Land of Ducks. Only 12 are going to be making the region tournament this year, but seeds 5 through 12 will play each other Saturday. The loser is done.
Where do they play?
In Dawson. Yep. So 5 through 12 will play in Dawson. The winners go on to play the 1 through 4 seeds on Sunday, and then it turns into a double elimination on Sunday. So
all the games in Dawson?
All the games in Dawson that first weekend. Okay. I think the second weekend, I believe Morris and Clinton are sharing that one. Okay. And then third weekend, I believe it's Appleton and Rosen are sharing it. So, yeah, I think we've hosted the last 3 years, 3 summers. You know, seems like it's always hot or there's always other issues, or something like that. Yeah. So, you know, we just elected to take the year off. You know, Legion hosted that other tournament in Madison in June. Yeah. So there was some extra ball at the field there. And
so what time, do you know what time you play next Sunday?
No, so we have our region meetings Sunday evening.
Okay.
And that's where this Sunday, and that's where they kind of go over the bracket, set some game times, and you find out who everyone's playing. So.
All right. Sounds good, Matt. Well, best of luck in the tournament then.
Yep. Thank you very much, Paul.
Stay cool today.
Yep.
You're not playing today.
No, there is a few games going on. Yeah. So, it's going to be uncomfortable. But, I don't know what we're doing today. Okay. I'll have to find something to do that, or we just sit inside or go enjoy the pool. So.
All right. Thanks, Matt, for coming in.
Yep, thanks, Paul.
Matt Munson of the Madison Mallards. We'll take a break, and we'll continue with the Baseball Coaches Show after this.
Sparkling ice water. Goodbye, plain. Hello, plain awesome. Sparkling ice is a fizzy, flavorful, and not bland beverage without all the calories. They're one of the biggest brands in the sparkling water category. If you're looking to put a little sparkle in your step, look no further than the delicious lineup of waters. Sparkling ice, distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
Looking for quality meats and hometown service? Stop by Avila's Country Butcher on Main Street in Dawson. Whether you're planning family dinners or stocking the freezer, you'll find farm fresh eggs, flavorful pork sausage links, and beef and pork bundles to fit your needs. Don't forget to check out the weekly specials and save on great tasting favorites. Open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 5:30 and Saturdays 9 to 1. For quality you can taste and service you can count on, make Avila's Country Butcher your neighborhood butcher shop in Dawson.
You know Jim's Clothing in Dawson? You know Fast Threads in Montevideo? Here's what you might not know. We're the same team. Same people, same service, now with more custom apparel power than anyone in the region. Screen printing, embroidery, signs, and more, all produced right here in western Minnesota. Fast Threads and Jim's Clothing, proud to support county fairs in our area and proud to serve you.
Ah, Minnesota summer. The sun, when it's not too hot. The wildlife. Ouch. And the unexpected. But at Mall of America, the perfect summer escape happens at the great indoors. 128 air-conditioned acres that make any day feel like a sunny vacation. Unleash the fam at Nickelodeon Universe. We're talking 5 football fields worth of rides and attractions. It's a whatever-the-weather summer at the great indoors. Only at Mall of America.
If you're looking for some good fresh sweet corn, check out the Weber's Sweet Corn Stand located at the intersection of Highways 40 and 75 in Madison. The Weber's always have some good fresh sweet corn, so check it out. It's on sale again today.
Welcome back to the Baseball Coaches Show. Yeah, get on over there, and I've had some of the Weber's sweet corn, and it's pretty good. How about you, Jared? Have you had some sweet corn yet this year?
Yeah, we had some Weber's sweet corn the other night, and yeah, it's I don't think there's any of those 14 left.
All right, welcome back to the Baseball Coach Show. Got Jared Roiland on the phone with me. Jared's the manager of the Madison Junior Legion team, and they're in playoff mode this past week, Jared.
That's right. Yeah, we kicked off playoffs this week and had a couple nail biters that I lost even a little more of the little hair that I had left.
Well, I tell you what, they're really two really good games, especially last Tuesday. Probably one of the best baseball games I think I've seen in a long, long time, Jared. That was amazing.
Yeah, it was well played by both teams. We went over to Bird Island for the first round, play the number 6 seed Camby. We ended up with the 3 seed, so it was a 3-6 matchup. Just like you said, Paul, it was one of the best played games that I've been a part of in a long time. Both pitchers are throwing strikes, working through the order. The defenses were making plays behind them. We ended up winning 1-0. I think we only had 4 hits on the night, but we were able to get them across when we needed to, especially in that 8th inning. That was huge. We started off that inning. I believe it was in the... I believe there was 2 outs, and Carter... I got to look back at the scoreboard here. There's too much going on that night.
Yeah, you know, being at 1-0, you think, oh, how can that be exciting? Well, I tell you what, there was a lot of great defensive plays by both teams. I know Camby turned 3 double plays to get out some jams, and the defense on both sides was just amazing.
There was plays going on all over the field. Both defenses, like I said, were making plays. Went back and forth. We had some chances earlier in the game, and just couldn't quite capitalize. I know we had guys on first and second, and we had East Infernals was up. And up to that was his third plate appearance, and up to that point he had a hard hit double and a really well hit single, and so the debate was, do we let him swing away or do we bunt the runners over to second and third? And well, we chose the option of trusting our hitter, and he put a really good swing on a ball that just happened to be right to the second baseman, and they turned a double play, and that's how they got out of that jam. And so there again, that's one of their double plays, and it was a really good defensive play made by Camby, so you got to tip your hat to him. But that makes you think, as a coach, what could I have done differently the next time? But I don't know, in some of those situations I kind of like to trust my hitters too.
All right, you got so the rundown there, the stats.
Yeah,
and
that
stuff?
That run in the 8th inning scored. Toll got the first 2 outs of the inning, and then Carter Moen had a really nice at bat, and he ended up coaxing a walk out of that plate appearance, and he was on first base, and then Easton came up, and he kind of hit a looping single out to right field, and it took a couple hops on the right fielder, and then it kind of shot off to would have been to his left. And as soon as he bobbled it, Carter was coming around about halfway between second and third when he bobbled that. And I just made up my mind at that point in time that, well, runs are at a premium, so we're gonna try to see if we can sneak this one by and finish it right here. And so I ended up sending Carter, and he didn't break stride the whole way. Credit to Carter, just never giving up on a play. And he came around to score, and the the throw was just up the first base line a little bit, and the catcher bobbled it, and luckily enough, the rest is history, and we ended up walking off that game in a 1-0 win.
Yep.
Like I said, really, really, really fun baseball. So
yep, it was.
And yeah, so for some stats from that Canby game, Easton was 3-for-4 with a double and 2 singles, one of those singles being that walk-off hit. Jackson Fernholz was 1-for-3 with a single, and like I just mentioned, Carter came around to score that game-winning run after his walk off Easton's hit. And Carter was really, he was a huge part of our game too, obviously, on the mound, throwing 8 innings. I think he only threw 101 pitches or something like that. So, I mean, that's just amazing when you think about, like, pitches per inning. You know, you kind of want to be 15 or under in a perfect world. And I mean, I guess I'm no math expert, but that's, he did exactly what we needed him to do.
Yeah, I think that first inning he only threw like 6 pitches or something like that, 6 or 9 pitches.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, well, and I think the game through 7 innings, well, what did you and Bart say? It was like 1 hour and 10 minutes or something like that?
Yep.
I mean, we were cooking.
Yeah. Yeah, pitching. Talk about pitching to Carter Moen and then Morgan Tola, Canby, too.
Yeah.
Both pitchers just were fantastic.
Absolutely, yeah. Carter threw 8 innings, gave up 5 hits, obviously 0 earned runs, only walked 2, which is a huge thing, keeping your defense engaged, and then had 6 strikeouts to go along with that. So, and then, yeah, you got to tip your hat to Morgan Toll, Canby's pitcher. He went 7 2/3, only gave up 4 hits, 0 earned runs, 3 walks, and 6 Ks, too. So he was, I mean, him and Carter were, you know, going blow for blow, you know, inning after inning. I mean, the guy, I don't know if a couple innings there, either of our defenses got more than a drink of water or Gatorade, and they had to run back out to the field again. The guys were, those two were just dealing. It was really fun to see, just watching that brand of really clean, good baseball.
And a couple outstanding defensive plays by your team too, was out in the outfield, and
some great catches. There's a couple plays that I didn't know if our guys were going to get to. They were well hit balls, and our guys were able to track them down. And I mean, those you kind of forget about them, but those plays are huge moments in a game, and they just get the whole defense, the whole team going. You know, and I know a couple of those plays were made with 2 outs, and the boys came into the dugout, fired up, ready to go for their trip to the plate, and yeah, it's really, it just helps the momentum going forward, inning after inning, and we were finally able to cash in that momentum in the eighth.
Okay, any more on that game there that you got, Jared?
Nope, I don't think so. That about covers it.
All right, and then last night, back at it in Bird Island.
Yeah, back at it in Bird Island again last night, against the number two seed, Bold. They're obviously a really good team. They've earned the number 2 seed in the regular season. We had seen them before. We knew that they were going to play defense, and that we were going to have to work to try to scratch across every run that we could, and then we got their lineup, and their starting pitcher was Edgar Kopel, who he's a big part of their varsity rotation too, I know. And so he's a younger pitcher, but he does a lot of things really well. He's not overpowering, but he throws strikes, and he's got a little bit of bite on everything. Nothing is completely straight, and he works really well, works fast, and
okay.
Situations like that, you kind of got to tip your hat to them, and I told the boys last night, this is what good pitching looks like. We have some really good pitchers on our staff, but this is what other teams' good pitching looks like, and we need to learn from that and look back and realize what what our plate appearances were like and what we can do different and what we can improve on. So it's, we ended up dropping the game 3-0, which obviously you never want to lose a game like that, but there's a lot of stuff that we can take from that and learn from, and okay. Adversity is the best teacher, so I'm hoping that that can carry us forward and get us going through the rest of the bracket here.
Okay, stats on that game?
Yeah, so we had we only had four base runners. We had one hit. Max Young was, I believe, 1-for-3 with a single. And then he was on base two of the four base runners that we had. He reached on an error. But so we didn't exactly have a lot of chances on the base paths either, which again goes back to Copel and his ability on the mound too. Our pitchers did a pretty dang good job too. Jackson Fernals was our starter, and he threw five innings, only gave up five hits, one earned run, and a walk, and two strikeouts. Jack threw really well too. He kept us in the game. They had their one run that Jack gave up. I believe it started with a single up the middle on a well hit ball, and then the guy got to second. There was a curveball in the dirt, and Bryson Danzizan did a good job of smothering it. It just kicked a step too far away, and that runner on first base was aggressive enough to take second base and on a close play, and so they had a runner on second base, and Jack was in the middle of their order, and he was, I think it ended up being about a 10-pitch at-bat, I believe,
yep.
Four or five hitter, and he fouled a bunch of pitches off and made Jack work, and Jack threw a really nice 3-2 pitch, and the guy just flared it out to right field and dropped in between our second baseman and our right fielder, and that runner on second came around to score. And so in a situation like that, there's not a lot we did wrong there. They just made a play and had a really nice at bat, and so situation like that, you kind of just tip your hat to them, and then we got to move on to the next batter. And to Jack's credit, he did that. You know, I mean, he gave up that run, but he came right back, and I think that run was in the second inning. And then after that, he threw three more innings of really good, you know, no run baseball.
Right.
So
okay.
it's a lot of credit to Jack too. He kept us in the game, and with that kind of starting pitching, both from Carter and from Jack, and Easton came in, Fernholz came in and got the last inning for us. Those three guys all pitching well, we're going to be in any game that we have coming up.
Okay. All right. So 3-0, Bold stays in the winner's bracket, and you drop down, you'll play. What's the next game then, Jared?
So we'll travel to Redwood Falls on Tuesday and play the 9-seed McRae at 5:00 in Redwood.
Okay. And I believe
they were the winner last night in the other losers bracket game in Granite, and so they beat Prinsburg 5-1. So we'll take on McRae on Tuesday.
Right, and I believe Camby plays Montevideo in the other
elimination.
Camby
plays Montevideo, yep, right after us, yep, on Tuesday. Yep.
And you'll hear both, yep, those games right here on Q92 again. So
awesome.
Looking,
yeah,
forward to
we're,
it.
We're looking forward to it, yeah.
Okay.
Should be another fun night of ball.
All right. Well, keep it going, Jared.
Absolutely. <All right. laughs> That's the plan.
All right. Thanks for the report on the Junior Legion team this morning.
Thank you, Paul.
Yep. Jared Royland, manager of the Madison Junior Legion team. We'll take a break. Continue with the Baseball Coaches Show after this.
Need an excuse to eat a corn dog? We've got one. The Yellow Medicine County Fair is back in Camby, Wednesday, July 22nd through Saturday, July 25th. Where else can you watch races, hear free live music, cheer on 4-H exhibitors, and somehow leave carrying a giant stuffed animal? It's 4 days of food, fun, laughter, and memories at the Yellow Medicine County Fair. And don't forget to listen for our live broadcast from the fair right here on Q92. We'll see you at the fair. Probably stand in line for cheese curds.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
See Ryan Young and the staff at the Klein Agency located in the old National Bank building downtown Madison. Call 325-98-3979.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do with all the money you save?
What you gonna do with all the money you save when you take advantage of big savings this week at Jubilee Foods? This week in Madison, you'll find whole boneless pork loins $1.99 a pound. Or a 1 pound of fresh strawberries, 2 for $5. Much more to save this week at Jubilee Foods in Madison, where they bag your groceries and carry them right out to your car.
What you gonna do with all the money you save?
Welcome back to the Baseball Coaches Show. We're going to turn our attention to Rosen Express Baseball with manager Tyler Ottolin this morning. Morning, Tyler.
Good morning, Paul.
Hey, it's going to be a hot one today.
Yes, it is. It's going to be hot and sticky.
Yeah. Well, yesterday I was in Bird Island doing a baseball game last night. It was beautiful. It was actually a little cool out, but not today.
So. Yeah, we headed up, like we'll talk soon, we went up to Wheaton, played Dumont, and yeah, it was actually cool. And I've seen some people after the game even wearing sweatshirts. So
yep.
it's going to be a 180 from yesterday or even last night.
Yeah, when I left last night, my wife said, you better bring a pullover over with or something. I said, it's July.
Right.
So, but I was wishing I had one last night later on. But anyway, yeah, let's talk Rosen Express Baseball. How many games are we going to talk about, Tyler?
Just the one game. Last week, Rosen was supposed to play Hancock on Sunday, but got a call there, and Rosen got the win by a forfeit. And Rosen played... last night, Rosen headed up to Dumont, up to Wheaton to play Dumont, and Rosen got to look at the positives, I guess. We got a couple guys coming back throwing and haven't thrown in a month, so Rosen ended up losing last night, 11-0, but kind of getting in the game. Rosen got down right away in the first inning, giving up 3 runs. I should say Caden Mortensen started on the mound for us. He hasn't thrown since the Busch Light invite, but he had some arm problems. He came back, and he seen some good things, throwing the curveball. He's finding the strike zone again. Just hasn't thrown much in the last 4 weeks, or hasn't thrown any, so it was good to see him get back on the mound. Rosen, like I said, got down 3-0 right away in the first, and then we gave up 2 runs in the second. And then we gave up, Rosen gave up 4 runs in the third, and then 2 in the fourth. The game was over after 7 innings, but it was good to see Caden get back on the mound for the first time in 4 weeks. Another guy that hasn't thrown in a while is Dylan Kaimick. He came in relief. He threw an inning in the third, giving up 2 hits. 2 runs, and then Christian Canton, who hasn't thrown also since the Busch Light invite, kind of the same situation. He threw 2 innings, giving him no hits, no runs, walking 1 and striking out 1. Kind of on the hitting side, there wasn't a whole lot. Dumont threw Roos, who's a very good pitcher, one of the better pitchers in our league. He seemed like he had it going right away and got up early seemed like he had a little pop yesterday, so in 7 innings. But Rosen, hits on the day was Dylan Kaimig. Nathan Strong had a hit. And then also Devin Boots with a hit.
Okay. All right.
So,
all right. Was that your last regular season game? Or anything else on that game last night?
That was our last away game. But Rosen... finish off the year, we play tomorrow in Rosen, another hot day, but in Rosen at 2:30 against Appleton to finish off the year.
Okay. And so, what I talked to Matt Munson a little bit about the playoff thing, so how's it sit for Rosen, do you know?
Rosen, we currently stand at the seventh seed. If Morris and Hancock, if Hancock loses to Morris, Rosen's locked in to the seventh seed.
Okay, so you'll play next Saturday then?
Yep, we will play next Saturday against the seventh seed would be playing the tenth seed, which would be Cottonwood. And if we got moved to the eighth seed, we would be playing Dawson, the ninth seed.
Okay. And Matt said all the games next weekend are in Dawson, huh?
Yes, they are. The first weekend, Dawson has all the games, but the second and third weekend, it kind of goes back and forth to a few different teams, but Rosen will host the last tournament game in Rosen. That would be deciding to see who the one seed and the two seed. So that would be the 16th of August,
okay.
Rosen is hosting.
Okay.
So,
all right. Real good. Appreciate that, Tyler. Anything else on the Rosen Express?
Yeah, I just want to say, tomorrow is our last home game. But afterwards, if anyone's interested, too, we will be hosting actually a U-10 softball game after our game in Rosen. It will be the team I coach, my daughter's team from Milbank, we will be hosting Madison Dawson, their U-10 softball game.
Oh.
After the Appleton Rosen game.
Oh, so, okay. Is that tomorrow then?
Yep.
Okay.
Correct. Right after the amateur game.
So, oh, nice. Good.
So, yeah.
I always like to see the kids play ball, right?
Oh yeah, they're excited. Something different, and you know, playing a different team. So yeah, it's gonna be. Hopefully, it isn't too hot, but should be a good time.
Okay. All right, real good, Tyler. Thanks for the report on the Rosen Express, and good luck tomorrow then.
Thanks, Paul. Thank you.
Tyler Ottima of the Rosen Express. Take a break, and we'll be back with more of the Baseball Coaches Show after this.
Minnesota summer. The sun, when it's not too hot. The wildlife. Ouch. And the unexpected. But at Mall of America, the perfect summer escape happens at the great indoors. 128 air-conditioned acres that make any day feel like a sunny vacation. Unleash the fam at Nickelodeon Universe. We're talking 5 football fields worth of rides and attractions. It's a whatever-the-weather summer at the great indoors. Only at Mall of America.
Some of life's most important conversations happen with a provider you trust. Whether you're planning a family, navigating menopause, or simply prioritizing your health, Dr. Ann Johnson provides comprehensive obstetrics and gynecology care for women through every stage of their life. She sees patients in Montevideo and Clara City and performs surgeries at CCM Health in Montevideo. Learn more about Dr. Johnson and our women's health services at ccmhealthmn.com. CCM Health. Live your life.
Rural Solutions Technology Center wants to help you with all of your home and business technology needs. We've been serving individuals, businesses, and schools for over 20 years and have seen many changes, but one thing remains constant, our desire to make technology easy for you. With the rapid pace of change in the tech world, you can trust in us to provide you with up-to-date and reliable products and services. Stop by our shop on Main Street, Madison, where we offer home computer repair and sales of computers and printers. Or contact us to schedule a service call and we'll come to your home or business. Call us at 320-698-4747 or email support@ruralsolutions.com. Rural Solutions Incorporated, your local technology professionals.
At CCM Health, patients have access to exceptional urologic care close to home. Dr. Gavin Stormont, a board-certified urologist, is proud to provide comprehensive care for both men and women in our region. Urological health is important for everyone, whether it's bladder concerns, kidney stones, pelvic floor conditions, or prostate issues. Dr. Stormont and the CCM Health team create treatment plans tailored to each patient's unique needs. Dr. Stormont sees patients in our Montevideo and Marshall locations. To schedule your next appointment, please call 320-269-8877. CCM Health, live your life.
Welcome back to the Baseball Coaches Show. We're going to talk Dawson Legion with manager Braden Thompson. Good morning, Braden.
Morning, Paul.
Well, you guys, well, we're talking Legion Ball, but Tyler Ottoman just told me the Drakes are hosting the Town Ball next weekend, huh?
Yeah, the first weekend of Region 3C playoffs will be hosted next weekend in Dawson. So we'll have four games, I believe, starting on Saturday, and then four games again on Sunday. So it'll be quite a few games next weekend, so come on out to Dawson. So it should be exciting, and always a fun time to get to this time of year when you start getting into playoffs.
All right. Well, let's talk Dawson Legion. You hosted some games last weekend, and I was over there. It was kind of fun.
So. Yeah, it was a good weekend. I really thought, you know, our pod of teams between us, Madison, Granite, Montevideo, you know, it was really, and all the other coaches kind of said the same thing, is, you know, just good quality teams and a lot of good baseball. So anytime it seems like we're playing Madison or we're playing Monty, we're neck and neck. It's kind of coming down to the end.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. You got a couple games you want to talk about with the Dawson Legion there?
Yes. So the first game on Saturday, we ended up beating Montevideo 9-7. So we scored 6 runs actually in the top of the third. They responded with 5 runs in the third, and then we scored 2 runs in the sixth. They scored 2 runs in the sixth, and then we scored 1 run in the seventh. So final was 9-7. Colton Boston started the game, and then Cam Sather was able to get the win in relief.
Okay.
And then we had Kyan Mosing had 1 hit. Cam Sather had a hit and an RBI. Nathan Hansen had a hit and scored 2 runs. Colin Olson was your player of the game. He was 3-for-3, walked twice and scored 2 runs. Colton Boffin was 1-for-3, had an RBI and walked twice. Aiden Olson was 2-for-4, had 2 RBIs. Holland Shocker scored a run. Eli Olson was 2-for-3 and had 2 RBIs. And then Aiden Dahl scored a run as well. So I thought everybody did a really good job contributing.
Okay.
So that put us, you know, beating Montevideo, that put us on the winner's bracket side. So then Montevideo had to come back and play the winner of Granite and Madison, in which Granite ended up pulling that game out. So then Montevideo ended up beating Granite Falls. I think that was a run rule game. I believe that was
over. It was, yep. Yep.
So that meant Sunday it was us and Montevideo again. And we ended up losing our first game between them 6-4. That game was tied going into the seventh inning, and Montevideo was able to score 2 runs in the seventh inning. Kyan Mosing had 2 hits. Cam Sather had a hit. Nathan Hansen had 2 hits. Overall, I thought, you know, we played well in that first game on Sunday. Just a couple mistakes, kind of, you know, we weren't quite as clean defensively, and, you know, just on the bases, and you know, it just was right there and just couldn't quite, you know, punch through at the end.
Right.
So that forced a winner take all game, in which Montevideo was able to win that final game. So overall, it was a good weekend for us, I'd say. You know, we played, you know, Montevideo well in the 3 games that we played them. You know, they're a tough team, credit to them. It kind of wears on you a little bit. You know, you play 3, 4, 5 games in so many days, and you know, especially with Legion and the pitch count and everything, it's hard to manage, and it's really why pitching depth is so important.
That's right. Okay, anything else on those games then, or
No, just thanks to everybody who came out to Dawson. Thanks to all the American Legion service members who helped us, you know, do the code of sportsmanship and do the colors before the game. It just really adds to it and really makes it just such a special weekend, a special time.
Yes, it was. That wrapped up your Legion season. How did you do record-wise, and maybe some of the players that won't be back next year?
Yeah, so we ended our season 10-3. The players who, and I, it all depends on birth dates, so I, right. I could be wrong on this, but okay. My understanding is that too old to play next year would be Nathan Hansen, Cam Sather, Colin Olson, Ashton Swendra, and Holland Shocker.
Okay.
So I could be wrong there, yep. But that's kind of my...
Well, you get a year eligibility after high school or something like that. It goes by age, you said, right?
Yeah, right. So January 1st is the cutoff. So if you just graduated this year and your birthday's after January 1st, you potentially would be eligible to come back and play next year.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to thank you, Braden, and I've called a number of games over there this summer, and you guys always treat me right over there when I get there, and bring me food and drinks, and make sure I'm in the shade and make sure I'm all right. So appreciate that. You guys do a great job over there.
Yeah, we appreciate you coming over and covering games, and yep. I think the players really, really appreciate that, too.
Yep. All right. Well, thanks for wrapping up the season there, Braden, and good luck with the Drakes. And Drakes, how are they doing? How'd they do last night quickly?
We beat Cottonwood 10-5 in 13 innings. So it was a long game, but we pulled it out. We ended up scoring 5 runs in the top of the 13th, and that was the difference.
13th inning?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, that was a long game. So... All right, and then you guys are hosting, like you said, next weekend, right?
Yes, yep. The bracket should be probably posted on social media, I would guess, Sunday night, Monday morning, around that time. So
okay.
you'll see schedules and times and everything else. So we're looking forward to hopefully some good weather and some good baseball next weekend in Dawson.
All right, real good. Thanks a lot, Braden. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul.
Yep, we'll take a break. Come back with more of the Baseball Coaches Show after this.
A crop insurance salesman grew concerned during a recent farm visit. The farmyard was a mess, and the farmer didn't look so good. While it felt a little uncomfortable, the salesman asked if everything was okay, and the farmer opened up about his problems. Together, they texted the 988 Lifeline. By the time the visit ended, the farmer said he felt a lot better. Anyone can call or text 988 anytime, day or night. Paid for by the Minnesota Department of Agriculture, aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, Dan, what's on your mind?
Commitment.
You mean standing behind your customers long after they drive away?
Exactly. With the Heartland Advantage, every Chevrolet comes with an unlimited lifetime warranty on new and used vehicles, because that relationship doesn't end at purchase. It lasts as long as our warranty, for life.
Because it's not just a Chevy, it's a Heartland Chevrolet. Visit heartlandmotor.com.
Together, let's drive at Heartland Motor Company in Morris.
Got a dirty vehicle? No problem. Take it to Maury's Auto Wash, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. Choose a touch-free car wash or use the self-serve bay. Car washes start at just $7. Give Maury Shocker a call at 320-769-2066. He offers vacuuming and trailer rentals. Like him on Facebook. Owned and operated by Maury Shocker. Check him out today. It's powered by Simonides. It's the touch-free car wash, Maury's Auto Wash, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. Open 7 till 9, 7 days a week. Montevideo Insurance Center is an independent insurance agency located in Montevideo. They work with over a dozen insurance companies to help you save money, reduce risk, and help protect and preserve your financial future. Specializing in auto, home, life, and business coverage, Montevideo Insurance Center will work with multiple companies to find you the most competitive rates and quality service. Contact Ethan at Montevideo Insurance Center at 320-321-1206 and MontyInsCenter.com to learn more.
The Appleton Press is your source for local news in the Appleton, Holloway, and Milan areas.
Stay abreast of the news in your community. Subscribe today and plug into local news and sports and area happenings. Stop in or call the Appleton Press today, 320-289-1323. The Appleton Press, your source for local news.
At City Hall Bar and Grill, we say come for the food and stay for the fun. Hey, it's Troy, and if you've got an event coming up, we'll bring the great food to you. That's right, City Hall Bar and Grill offers full-service catering for just about any occasion. From work events and weddings to graduations, reunions, and backyard parties, we've got the menu and the experience to make it easy. Let City Hall Bar and Grill handle the food so you can enjoy the party.
Hi, I'm Chief Warrant Officer 2, Dane Beecham from Mendota Heights. As a Black Hawk helicopter pilot in the Minnesota Army National Guard, I learned to lead missions, solve problems in real time, and serve others from the sky. Those skills still guide me today in my civilian aviation career. My leadership was reinforced by the Minnesota Army National Guard.
Go to nationalguard.com/Minnesota to see how you can get started today. Paid for by the Minnesota Army National Guard, aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
Paul Ramo back here in the studio with the Baseball Coaches Show. Unable to get a hold of Caden Fernholz of the Madison Legion this morning, so we'll visit with Caden next Saturday and wrap up that Madison Legion season. Just a reminder, our next baseball broadcast will happen next Tuesday. Junior American Legion Baseball Playoffs. We have two elimination games. You heard Coach Royland mention Madison Junior Legion team. They will play at 5 o'clock. They'll take on McRae in an elimination game. Then the 7 o'clock game features the Cammy Junior Legion team. They will play at 7 o'clock against Montevideo in an elimination game as well. So two games next Tuesday from Redwood Falls. And should be exciting. It always is playoff baseball. And that'll wrap up our Baseball Coaches Show for this Saturday. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next Saturday morning. Have a great day. Stay cool. Thanks for listening to the Saturday Morning Baseball Coaches Show here on Q92. Tune in next week at 9 o'clock with more interviews with area baseball coaches right here on Q92. See you next Saturday morning. Have a great day.
Minnesota summer. The sun, when it's not too hot. The wildlife. Ouch. And the unexpected. But at Mall of America, the perfect summer escape happens at the great indoors. 128 air-conditioned acres that make any day feel like a sunny vacation. Unleash the fam at Nickelodeon Universe. We're talking 5 football fields worth of rides and attractions. It's a whatever-the-weather summer at the great indoors. Only at Mall of America.
If you're looking for some good fresh sweet corn, check out the Weber Sweet Corn Stand located at the intersection of Highways 40 and 75 in Madison. The Webers always have some good fresh sweet corn, so check it out. It's on sale again today.